Call the meeting to order. We have a quorum. Representative Mahoney, would you do us a favor and move the minutes, please?
Yes, ma'am. I would like to move the minutes as presented.
Thank you. All in favor?
Aye.
So move. And Representative... Yeah. Is that what we're on now?
Thank you very much.
What are we on?
The only thing... Because we have to change the name of the room.
Representative Dabney, welcome to the committee.
Good afternoon, Madam Chair.
Good afternoon, Representative Dabney. Would you like me to move your bill?
That would be just fine.
And are we with House File 1834?
We are.
And where would you like that moved?
I'd like a motion to pass and be referred to the Committee on Commerce and Labor, please.
Okay.
So and I do have a small oral amendment.
Okay. All right. Would you like to...
If I may make that motion?
Mm-hmm.
On line one, page 1, line 23, delete the word standards and insert the word rules.
Members have that?
And then again, page 2, line 9, delete the word standards and insert the word rule. And Ms. Newman is just licking her chops trying to get in there.
Mr. Chair, members, I would suggest on... page 1, line 23, instead of approved, adopted, rules adopted.
Representative Dabney.
Also move that amendment as well. So, Madam Chair, if I may, for clarity for the members, page 1, line 23, delete the word standards and approve, and insert the words rules and adopted.
Mm-hmm.
And on page 2, line 9, delete the word standards and insert the word rules. And I would, that is to get the bill in the order the author preferred.
Any discussion, members? Do we all have that? Okay, Representative Dabney.
Thank you, Madam Chair and members. This bill was brought forward out of concern...
Excuse me, Representative Dabney. I need to rule on that. All those in favor of the oral amendment, please do so by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. The ayes have it. Now, go ahead, I'm sorry.
Thank you, Madam Chair. House File 1834 was brought forward out of a concern and recognition that currently... It is not clear in statute who regulates medical gas, oxygen systems in healthcare facilities. And we recognize the importance of people getting oxygen when they need it. With me today is Mr. Crimmins from the pipe trades, and he can speak to the bill.
Madam Chair, my name is Carl Crimmins. I'm president of the Minnesota Pipe Trades Association. And historically in Minnesota, medical gas systems, which is oxygen, nitrous oxide, nitrogen, medical air, and vacuum, are installed by plumbers in hospitals, which is a level 1 system, in clinics with surgery, which is level 2 system, and in a level 3 system, which is dental, which is oral surgery. And the definitions are included in the bill. And because it's not in the plumbing code, the plumbing inspectors will not inspect the rough-in installations. They recommend we call the fire marshal, because currently it's in the NFPA document. The fire marshals tell us we don't know what we're looking at when it comes to construction and installation of piping. So we're not going to look at it either. So then it all gets closed up, and then by the code, in the NFPA code, there's a third-party verifier that comes in when the project is completed, and he verifies that the gas comes out of the port at the port it should come out of at the rate it does. But as far as if the pipes are properly hung, installed, supported, and cleaned, it's not done until after it's all over. They can't even see half of the pipes because they're buried in walls and ceilings. So we thought if we could move this work under the plumbing board approval then the plumbing inspectors would then have the authority of the jurisdiction to go out and do an inspection at the same time they're in the facility inspecting the plumbing.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the gist of this.
Okay.
And it gives the plumbing board the authority for continuing education for installers and the accredited licenses to be an installer of medical gas system.
Thank you, Mr. Crimmins. Any questions from the members for this witness? Okay, Mr. Dabney, representative to your...
I'd appreciate people's support.
All right. And we'll rule... Representative Dabney, would you restate your motion then, where you want this to go?
Madam Chair, I'd renew my motion that House File 1834, as amended, be recommended to pass and be referred to the Committee on Commerce and Labor.
And all in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. Aye.
Thank you, Madam Chair and members.
That's always better.
Representative Clark.
You know, I just never thought I'd see a sentence like that.
Representative Clark, my apologies. Let's see. We'll get rid of the Representative Thiessen discussion here. House File 326. At this time, members in the public, the chair would like to take up the House File 326. You'll recall that we laid it over at the last hearing. It was amended, so it is now open at this time.
Mr. Chairman, I've been working with
Representative Clark.
With Representative Zellers and others on an amendment in the DE5, I believe that Representative Zellers is his amendment. I'll let him explain it.
All right. Representative Zellers, are you moving the H326 DE5 amendment at this time?
I think it's the copy I had, Mr. Chair, is DE3 that was in the packet. But I'm sorry. Yeah, that's correct, Mr. Chairman. It is the DE5. And just to go into a little bit of session, and I do appreciate working with Chair Clark on this issue. We've covered a lot of ground and made a lot of compromise here. What we're looking at is to keep the main thing the main thing. What we've heard from a number of folks, I've heard from on a bipartisan basis, the things that are too most concerned for folks are the sippy cups and the baby bottles, things that are going to be heated up, and that any of the leaching that may come from them would result in any of this contamination. The amendment before you addresses those two concerns, and then addresses the concerns that the retailers have for the amount of stock that they were going to have either to be held or after a certain time would no longer be able to sell. So, Mr. Chairman, I offer the DE5 amendment and ask for member support.
All right. Representative Clark, do you care to speak to the DE5 amendment?
Yes, I mostly just to thank Representative Zellers and others on both sides of this issue who worked so hard on it. I think we've got a really good bill before us now, and my understanding is the administration is supportive as well. So we're going to have a new law in Minnesota, I hope, Mr. Chairman.
All right. Any questions by members to the DE5 amendment? Is there anyone in the audience wishing to testify either for or against the H326 DE5 amendment? Seeing none, all those in favor of the DE5 amendment, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? The amendment is adopted. To the bill. Any last comments, Representative
Chairman,
Clark?
I would just appreciate it if members would has to fill on, it goes next to Thomas Committee, I believe.
All right. With that, the chair renews his motion that House File 326, as amended, be recommended to pass and re-referred to the Committee on Commerce and Labor. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. All those opposed? Motion prevails.
Thank you
very much.
Thank you, members.
Do you have a cooler junk for you? Okay. Okay. Yeah. We won't actually recess, but we will drum our fingers on the table waiting for Representative Junkie.
Mr. Chair,
Representative Mahoney.
Is Representative Junkie on his way?
My understanding is he has been sent for.
He could be done before he gets here.
You know, that is what we did to Representative Thiessen. Okay.
Just if there's any comfort to this, I know this amendment has been worked out by the department and by the grain millers and all those people concerned.
He is here?
Here. Oh, and we were going to try and pull a trick on him.
Okay. We still could. Representative Junkie, welcome to the Labor and Consumer Protection Committee. If someone could get him a copy of the bill and the amendment, that would be appreciated. Yeah. Representative Mahoney, would you like to move the bill?
Mr. Chair, I would love to move House File 1813.
Would that be to be recommended to pass and re-referred to the Committee on Commerce and Labor?
That would be.
All right. Thank you very much. Representative Junkie, I understand that there is an amendment.
Yes, Mr. Chair, if you could put the amendment on to get the bill in the shape I'd prefer to see it.
All right. Representative Mahoney, would you like to move the H1813A1 amendment?
That's correct, Mr. Chair.
Thank you, sir. Any questions to the amendment? Seeing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? The amendment is adopted. Representative Junkie, do you have a amendment?
I guess I'd just soon introduce Bob Zelenka here, my testifier, to explain. This is an amendment, briefly to the amendment I just put on, was an amendment adopted in Senator Metzen's committee last week, I believe, as a compromise, feel-good, huggy amendment for everyone. So, but he can explain that in better terms than I just did.
All right. Thank you, Representative Junkie. Mr. Zelenka, welcome to the committee. Please state your name for the tape and proceed.
My name is Bob Zelenka. I'm the Executive Director of the Minnesota Grain and Feed Association. We represent grain elevators and feed mills here in the state of Minnesota. We have facilities in 600 communities around the state. We provide permanent employment for over 11,000 people here in the state. So it's a significant agribusiness. The situation came up 2 years ago with a bill that was passed addressed to escalators and passenger elevators, and one page in a 300-page bill. Anyway, man lifts in grain elevators were included. Man lifts and grain elevators are used exclusively by employees at elevators only for the purpose of maintenance and cleaning. They're usually a single passenger and they're restricted use. They're already regulated by Minnesota OSHA, another division of the Department of Labor and Industry. We brought this bill forward to look to exempting grain elevators and feed mills from this new regulation that was included in the 2007 legislation. We did meet with the Department of Labor and Industry last week prior to the Senate bill being discussed in the committee, came up with a compromise. They did agree that that the intent maybe wasn't there to regulate our man lifts and grain elevators. They have agreed in the amendment, as I understand it, to exempt us from this regulation enforcement. And in the interim, I have a study, which we have participated in with the department and others, to come up with what's reasonable and realistic. And so that's, I think, in a nutshell, what the bill does, trying to correct, in our opinion, over-regulation, if you will.
All right. Any questions for the author or the testifier? Is there anyone in the audience wishing to testify either for or against House File 1813? Seeing none, Representative Mahoney renews his motion that House File 1813, as amended, be recommended to pass and re-referred to the Committee on Commerce and, Commerce and Labor. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion prevails. Thank you, Representative Junkie.
Members,
we anticipate at least one more meeting. I know we've got at least one more bill next week that is made first deadline in the Senate. There may be other bills, so anticipate one more, likely one more, or possibly two more members, or two more meetings of this committee. With that, thank you all. We stand adjourned.